I want to speak to Ruth this morning because you work in a care home, Ruth, and your mum's in one.
Yes, that's right. My mother was put into the care home 8 weeks ago. And she...
A Four Seasons home?
Yeah.
Is it one of the ones that's closing?
Yeah.
So they've moved someone into a home?
Yeah, 8 weeks ago.
8 weeks ago?
At the end of September.
So your mum probably hasn't even got started to get used to it yet,
just
now they'll be moving around.
Just to settling in now. And the reason why we put her into that home, because it's local to the village that she lived in. She'd lived there all of her married life, 60-odd years. She knew a lot of the people, a lot of the care assistants, and a lot of the people working in the home. And that's the reason we knew that she would be looked after, she would be cared for. And now we've been told we cleared her house out. The key was handed, she was made permanent. And the key was handed in a week ago yesterday, a week to the day.
How do you feel about this?
The key of her house was handed in. So what are we supposed to do with her?
How do you feel about this?
Angry. Disappointed. Haven't told my mother yet. I haven't the heart to tell her that she's going to have to move to another nursing home with strange people that she doesn't know and they don't know her. My mother's blind. She can't see. She can't see her surroundings. She's totally blind.
You know, Four Seasons say that they have been discussing this for many weeks and have been in consultation with the Health and Social Care Board for many weeks. It begs the question, Ruth, should you not have had a heads up that there was at least the potential for your home to be closing before you moved your mum in there?
Yeah, if we'd have knew that, we'd never have given her house up. We wouldn't have put her in there. We wouldn't have let her settle in there.
Well, thank you.
She's not the only one. There's another lady came in shortly after mother. My mother, she's in the same position.
Ruth, thank you. Pauline Shepherd, thank you. Major, major story this, and one that we care deeply about, because we need to look after elderly, vulnerable people who are being asked to leave these care homes, 254 of them, and this is just the start of it.